It is April, April 25th. It's a Thursday. Today I want to talk about production point a bit, which is the approach that I wrote about in my book and the approach I've been taking with Wazard. So quick update on Wazard. I made out a list on Monday of all the things that I wanted to do in order to get ready for the Steam demo. And it's quite a big list, but I've got about a month where I can put closer to full-time hours on it. It's not exactly full-time because I still have other things I need to do, but I will take a break from my other project, the course that I'm working on, temporarily, and that will give me more time for Wazard. And it's a, like I said, it's a pretty big list, but I started on the list and I've made a lot of progress. So I redid all of the levels for the first biome in the game, which is the dungeon biome. And then I redid all the levels and the enemy graphics for the second biome, which is the lava. In the first one, it's like kind of like this fire dungeon. And in the new art style, it's kind of like this lava level with like these red purple rocks and these green, like kind of this green grass and like these yellow flowers, and looks really cool. Again, you've probably seen the mock-ups for it. And I was pretty happy with how easily I was able to implement an approach to create recreating the mock-up actually in game. I'm going to be making a YouTube video that kind of a devlog that talks about switching over the art style and the approach that I've taken. I think all the new levels look so much better. They've got different shapes to them now. They're a lot more detailed. There's more variety. It's just a higher quality look, in my opinion. It does take a little more work, but I've got some different shaders and systems put into place where creating a new level is still relatively quick. So the kind of workflow that I've created works really well for that. And today, so the last thing I need to do, not for the whole list, but just with the lava biome, is I need to redo the last boss room, the final boss. It's the final boss of the demo. So the demo has two bosses and two mini bosses. And so I need to redo the room for the last boss, which shouldn't take too long. And I also need to redo the sprites for the last boss. Now, this gets a little bit into the topic of this podcast, which is that when I did the boss for the demo, I made some graphics that looked okay, but I only had 3 frames for the boss, and I didn't animate the boss at all yet. It just switched between those 3 frames depending on what they were doing, which kind of created some animation. It was really choppy animation, but there was some movement to it there. But I didn't put a lot of time into it, and I didn't polish it up hardly at all. And the reason is because I was still in pre-production. And so I knew that there wasn't a need for me to put a bunch of polish into that yet. And so I didn't. And now, come to find out, I'm redoing the art style and redoing the boss. And I didn't invest a whole ton of time into it. So that's not a big deal. It's pretty easy for me to redo that sprite. So yeah, the production point approach is that you have 2 phases. You have pre-production, which is where you're exploring your game's design, your visual style, stuff like that. You're sending out prototypes to playtesters. And the minute you have a game that playtesters already like, and all the main systems are in place, and they're just asking for more of that game, more content, more enemies, more levels, more bosses, then you've reached the product, what I call the production point, which is just the point at which you switch to production. You leave pre-production and you switch into production, which includes alpha, beta, a release candidate, and then release. And there's kind of like a vertical slice demo at the end of pre-production. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, right? I'm trying to get a demo up on Steam that has the art style. It's kind of, it'll be like a vertical slice of my game. And then that's when I switch to production. Now, when I first started working on my other project, Demon Lock, which some of you have probably heard of, I did a lot of devlogs for it on YouTube, and I made a demo with my brother, and we shipped that demo to quite a large group of people. We got tons of playtesters. I think we got like hundreds of emails back with feedback on the demo. So tons of people tried it. And based on that feedback, we kind of, the game, the playtesters didn't, they weren't saying, we just want more of this. There was a whole bunch of stuff that needed fixed. But we'd already invested quite a large amount of time into the game at that point, including like art style, graphics, stuff like that. And so I decided to go back and redo a lot of the stuff in it and to try and address the feedback from our playtesters. But at that point, I was already completely committed to the project, which you shouldn't commit to a project when you're still in pre-production. And so I was 100% committed to the project, and I kept redoing the systems of it and basically exploring. But then at the same time, I was redoing all this new artwork and making all these, like putting a bunch of time into the visuals of the game and how it was going to look. And essentially, I was doing both production and pre-production at the same time. And it was a miserable experience. And I kept feeling like I'd put in 2 or 3 months of work. And then later, I decide to scrap everything and do stuff completely differently because what I was doing wasn't working. When I got it to playtesters, they weren't having fun. They were confused. And so I was putting all this time into it and then feeling like that effort was wasted. And to me, that was the biggest feeling that I experienced while I was working on Demon Lock, which was wasted effort. And it's so discouraging to put 2 months of work into something and feel like you wasted all of that effort. It's one of the most discouraging things in game development. And it made it so that I came up with all these systems to try and help me keep working on the game and keep putting time into it and stuff. And it kind of worked. I was able to be disciplined enough to just keep working on it anyway. But I was miserable. I wasn't having fun. And I didn't want to work on the project. I didn't think it was good. And it was a miserable experience. And I'm now using Production Point on Wazard, like contrasting the two. It's a completely different experience. I feel like when I put time into the project that my effort is like magnified almost I'll put a little bit of time into it and it feels like the project is way better. And playtesters love the demo. And they want more of it. Like there's some balance issues and little things like that, but I'm still in pre-production, right? Like I've found a design that already works. And now I'm just moving forward with the design that already works. I know it works because I've recorded playtesters and watched them play it. I know that I've watched not hundreds, but dozens of people play the game already, like actually watched them play, right? Now, thousands of people have already played the game on itch, played the demo, But of course, I can't watch all of those people, but I do see their feedback and it's all been positive. But I've actually watched dozens of people, like they've recorded themselves. I've watched people in person. When I went to the indie game night out in Salt Lake City, I watched, I don't know, maybe I've watched hundreds, because I watched dozens of people that night play the game, just that night. And so maybe I'm getting close to hundreds of people. But I'm confident in the design of the game. People have fun with it. And like having that confidence in the initial design, because I've already watched people play it, helps me to be confident moving forward and knowing that it's a good game, that it's fun, people enjoy it, that the core design, the core game loop is already good. And I'm just enjoying the process. And I don't feel like my effort's wasted. And I think that's the biggest contrast for me between the two systems. And I won't act like I've done it perfectly, because, you know, I wrote down a lot of things for how I think it should be done personally. And I've been able to follow that for the most part, but not 100%. So I have things that I want to do better next time, but it's been a good enough difference, a big enough contrast between the two that I wanted to talk about it. So I'm making good progress on Wazard. There's my thoughts on Production Point and kind of contrasting Demon Lock with Wazard. That's going to be the end of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one.